Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. Each week on the show, we take a look at a film and attempt to answer the question, does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird?
Welcome back!
It's almost on par with the actual Rotten Tomatoes Metacritic scores.
Never seen a sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Well, if you're still here, we do know things, don't worry.
If any movie is below 6 on IMDb, then it's probably not worth watching.
I always have what I want to say in my head. It's like, oh yeah, that's the perfect way to word it. It's not.
Well, howdy, folks. I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm Dean.
Hi, I'm Fiona.
Oh, whoa!
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things film and pop culture. This week on the show, with the announcement of the fourth Fallen movie getting greenlit, Night Has Fallen. Did you guys know that?
Oh,
did you know
you're that? Joking.
Yeah, Night Has Fallen. I think he's going to do 6. One. He's going to do 6.
That's not why we're doing this.
Well, it's not really why we're doing this, but that's happening. But anyway, so just for the sake
Stop. We can't skip over this real quick. I'm so sorry.
We can't.
Is it K-N-I-G-H-T or N-I-G-H-T? What is Fallen specifically?
N-I-G-H-T.
Night has
night, like
rod.
Like nighttime. Yeah,
no, I understand how to spell.
Anyway, okay. So
grandma has fallen.
Grandma has fallen.
My bones. So
that'll be the final one.
Okay. I'm just trying to get through the intro. Continue. Come on. Yeah,
I'm sorry. You don't drop a bombshell like that and then just expect us to.
You don't go as a fourth movie in the Fallen.
Oh my gosh,
universe.
Jason.
Okay, yes, there's a fourth movie and there's going to be probably 6. So we're doing all things Gerard Butler for December. So okay. We're going to kick off December Butler with the action film Hunter Killer. And we are also joined by our special guest, Fiona. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Thank you.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know Fiona, she is from the sunny Central Coast. She enjoys long walks on the beach. Her favorite movie is a four-way tie between Children of Men, Pride and Prejudice, Howl's Moving Castle, and Dirty Dancing. She can't really cook, and her favorite snacks are Baby Rusk's sticks. I should have read this before I actually started.
You're just like, oh yeah, that sounds good. I'll put that in the notes.
I just like threw it
definitely
in.
Definitely
what
this.
Is a baby rusk stick?
So maybe a father can explain.
That is interesting.
They taste like rusk.
Those are
the worst.
That's what I thought. Yeah. They're basically like little bread sticks that have
who
like
doesn't love bread?
No taste.
Apple flavor or like flavors.
quotation marks.
They're pretty bland.
They're the perfect.
It's like baby rice.
Yeah.
They're like hard things that like it's good for teething babies because they can chew on it and it's like
We're already disagreeing.
So are you teething,
that's great.
Fiona? I don't understand why you enjoy. I mean, each to their own, I guess, but...
They're perfect, because, like, it's like popcorn, but reverse. Instead of, like...
it's good. You've got
none
of the good qualities of popcorn.
Instead of being, like, soft...
You take away the salt, you take away the fun bits.
Take away the flavor.
Instead of it being soft, it's, like, really hard, so it takes you, like, a long time to chew, and you're just sitting there, I don't know, thinking about your day and your life and, you know, daydreaming and chewing away on this thing,
Are you smoking these?
You know, there's like zero calories. You're not getting fat. It's guilt-free and it's delicious. It's like a biscuit but without the sugar.
It sounds like you're walking into your backyard and getting a handful of baby rusk sticks from the local tree. Because technically that takes a long time to eat as well.
Definitely sounds like a substitute for something other than popcorn.
So this episode's actually sponsored by Baby Rusks. So anyone listening, I asked Fiona for a bit of a write-up before the show, and apparently she just wanted to plug her Tinder profile. So there you
go. I'm a little bit jealous. Like, I mean, it's awesome that you're joining us, Fiona. It's so good to see you again, but like we never got to make our own introduction for our.
You could have elaborated
our first podcast. I mean,
that's the downside to starting on the ground floor. Like we lose all sort of freedom.
Just like,
and
Jason
fun.
Never like sent gave us
no,
you know
you did.
That.
All no,
like,
you did get no. to. You did get no. to. You started it off. You went, "Hi, I'm Dean," and that was it. That's
so
all
you're
anyone
saying
needs
that
to
the
know.
Issue is in the way we established ourselves right at the start.
The intros were sort of freeform.
Yeah.
So I could have been filibustering right from the very get go. And here we...
Anyways, getting on to the movie at hand, Hunter Killer.
Yes, please.
Fiona, what did you think of this movie? Does it soar like an eagle or does it flip the bird? Where does it land for you?
It flips the bird so hard. So hard.
Wow.
I'm strongly did not see that coming. I'm not on board with this Gerard fella. I didn't think that there was any way he could, you know, fall from my good graces, but he has. So I guess that's an achievement in itself. Well,
there's apparently six movies showing that.
I'm not on board.
Wow.
There are a couple of things I question about that. Gerard Butler actually being in your good graces.
Yeah,
that's my thing. But
definitely,
Gods of Egypt. Did you watch Gods of Egypt? Right?
Gods of Egypt. King Leonidas behind her.
No, there are a few great lines about bourbon in the original.
Bourbon and poor choices.
Yeah. Where I was like, yeah, cool. This is just cringeworthy. Great. But he's taken it too far this time, and I can't be on board.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Cannot condone this behavior. There you go.
Dean, what did you think of this movie? Does it soar like an eagle or flip a bird for you?
All right.
Where does it land?
Before we get into this, I need a... Okay, no, look, here's the thing.
No, look, we got rid of disclaimers.
You said
disclaimers.
You would stop doing
and
this.
And then people actually physically wrote in
one of your friends. It was like your mum writing in. That doesn't count.
My mum wouldn't write in because she doesn't listen to the podcast, Jason. Okay? Jeez.
It's because of the disclaimers. Oh my God. She stopped.
No, this needs to be said right up front because...
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of this. I do not like the concept of Deason Butler. I have disputed this for quite a few weeks.
For days.
For many, many a millennia. I've disputed this longer than Trump has disputed the election results. I don't think Deason Butler is a good idea. I don't think we should be doing this. I don't think we should dedicate a month towards Gerard Butler movies, especially like, because I mean, you know.
Gerard Butler?
I don't know what his name is. I mean.
You're too cool.
Obviously, to know his when. Name. Obviously, when
Gerald
you hear.
Butter.
Gerard Butler. obviously, like when you, you know, when you say Christmas, most people think of like a chunky Scotsman that can't make a good movie. But I just think it's. I'm against it. I didn't like it, but here we are. We're doing this. I negotiated a few terms. So let's just say anyone listening, next year's going to look a whole lot different. Fiona, thank you for joining us again. Fiona, I hope that this transition period goes smoothly for you, Fiona. Welcome to the podcast. Paul will be missed. But that's what the son of a bitch
not
gets.
By Paul.
So a lot of good things on the horizon after this, you know, crap
December.
House of Deason Butler. Having said all of that and expressing how much
movie.
I really did not like the concept, I like look even the pun Deason Butler like that as a dad I'm insulted.
That's so good.
No, look, so having good. Said all of that. I hated it. I didn't like this movie. Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
It was. Wow.
Thankfully, the rain has come and dissolved Dean's soapbox, and we can move on.
There were a few good moments.
We're going to cut that whole segment, and then it's just going to be Dean saying, I hated it.
Dean, have
cool,
a
movie. Damn, this censorship. People need to know.
So, Paul, what did you think of this movie? Does it sort?
Look, you've had your time, Dean.
Well, actually,
stop.
That's right. No, okay. We'll go to Paul. I'll come back later. Okay, that's fine.
So, just as a bit of a disclaimer, I came up with the pun, Deason Butler. So, I'm personally offended that you didn't like it because I think it's an absolute
that's right.
It's fair that's,
of a joke.
At least you're not emotionally offended
it
like
sucks.
I am.
It's not a good movie. And I don't think you go into a movie with Gerard Butler as a submarine commander thinking, wow, this
an
is going to be a real
commander.
An American submarine commander. This is going
to
be an absolute extravaganza.
Yeah.
I liked it just because it was so stupid. Like, it was so stupid.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because there are movies that are so bad that they're good, but this is not one of them. Like, this is, this is not.
I agree. It absolutely is one of them.
This is not Snakes on a Plane.
No,
this is not The Meg.
Oh, it's not Snakes.
No,
this is Gerard on a
sub. This is not The
terrible,
Room.
Terrible.
This is.
This is not the Lizzie McGuire movie, okay?
Oh, the Lizzie McGuire.
Whoa,
oh, look at that.
Calm down.
Okay, I think.
Good movie. Relax.
Kudos. I don't think the Lizzie McGuire movie has ever been referenced on this podcast before. And that is a first.
You're welcome.
That is awesome. And hopefully a last. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
What did you think of this film?
I didn't like it either, but it's stupid. It's fun, like in that kind of dumb kind of way. I agree with Fiona in
the sense that for like in this instance at least, stupid and fun don't go together. It is one of those things.
I agree.
And it's not much of the other.
You know when you're watching a movie and you know it's bad and you're like, you're taking it all in because you're like, oh my gosh, I want to, like, how stupid is this? Ha ha ha.
Yes.
It was like,
yes.
No, I'm taking it all in so that I can vent to somebody about how terrible this was. Like, oh, it was bad.
For me, I'm taking this all in because I've been promised a Hamilton review.
Oh,
next
can
year.
I come back that's, to Hamilton?
Yep. That's awesome. Somewhere around.
Hamilton.
Are you going to join us for Hamilton?
Oh my God. Yes. You can come back for that one.
Love it.
Pulls out for that one.
I'm subbing out. I'm taking the sub.
You're not allowed to sub.
I'm on the bench.
You're not that
we've been trying to get
you didn't say cool Hamilton. I'm subbing out feet. You're
we've been trying to get Paul to watch Hamilton for about 3 months.
It's your loss.
It is definitely
is
it Paul's though? Loss. It is.
And, it is truly your
like,
loss.
Like I absolutely I loved Hamilton agree. And
so good.
Paul would not watch it.
But feet.
But he has to now.
He has to now.
He's made the deal.
No, he doesn't.
Well, we're committing like guns and stuff. You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's like guns and stuff. You'll love it.
There are guns and stuff.
There is a whole song dedicated to guns and ships.
Love everything about that sentence except for the sentence. There's a whole song dedicated to. If you said guns and ships, I'm in.
Listen, it's got everything you love: guns, ships, war, adultery, like all your favorite things.
Like, oh, it's songs.
But then we get to each topic with a lovely little jaunt.
Adultery songs.
Adultery songs. A couple.
There's a fair
couple.
Few of those.
I want to be in this movie. What
happened? Not giving away my shot or something? Or
No. It's the songs I want to be in the room where it happened.
Oh, I have regrets about coming on.
That is it.
Reference.
Oh, Fiona, one of the boys. One of the boys.
Yeah, I thought this movie was like fun in like a stupid kind of way. It definitely doesn't soar though. Like it flips the bed for sure.
Yeah.
Amen. Agreed.
But like I mean I'm a bit of a sucker for Gerard Butler movies.
You don't have to be.
And like
you don't movies. I like how you added movies on to the end of that. Like very late. Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
Movies.
You got me.
Movies.
Yeah. Movies.
Oh boy. He has to for legal reasons. So
yeah, I'm only allowed like so far away from him at the moment. It's a whole thing. I'm not going to get into it. So let's get into the plot of this movie. If you haven't seen it and you want to see it still after our raving reviews of how good this movie is, jump out now because we're going to spoil some of this movie.
I was pleasantly surprised by Toby Stevens being in this movie. I did not know he was in it. Yeah. I was like, oh, I love that guy.
Who's Toby Stevens?
Black Sails.
Black Sails.
Captain, I love him.
The guy who's playing the ground dude.
I love that guy. Cool.
Yeah, Captain.
Dick Winters from Band of Brothers.
Was no one surprised that Gary Oldman was in this film? That's the real crime.
He's pretty old, man.
Would you like to sub Paul out for Hamilton?
Yes. Faye, there's one coming up that I'd love you to sub me out
for.
Hamilton? MLB, yes.
We're
doing it somewhere around March, April, May.
Oh, shut up.
We begin the film. Let's jump into the plot.
Let's get into the plot.
The movie starts with some leftover CGI from Die Another Day. In a Russian sea somewhere, and
they were in Korea, dude.
No, isn't it a Russian sea somewhere? Like it's like Russian
no, it's
occupied.
In Korea.
It's,
I don't know.
I thought they were in Antarctica.
Look, it's,
he surfs into North Korea
at the start of Die Another Day. Is that what you're doing? Look, it's all the same. It's like
Mugi Katoa.
It's the same stock footage, just different titles. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's
whatever.
Sure. Korea can sub in for Russia any day. That's fine.
Yeah. Wait, is it Korea? Is it actually Korea?
Die Another Day begins in North Korea.
No, I'm talking about Hunter Killer, you idiot. We're talking about Hunter Killer.
Then yes, it is in Russian waters.
Yes.
We'll get on with it then.
Hey, Faye, thank you so much for being here for this podcast. I really hope you enjoy your time.
It's triggering my PTSD, but that's okay.
Expect more of this fun. Oh. It's not all it's going to trigger, so that's just...
So, we...
As in,
we
like, have you'll get angry.
Stupid Dean.
So, we have the Tampa Bay is, like, PTSD. the U.S. submarine is there, and it gets attacked. Does it get attacked by this point? I don't know.
So, the Russian...
It sure is so does. Forgettable.
The Russian sub that the U.S. guys are tracking blows up. Yeah. Like, gets, you know... shot or something, we think. And then they're like, comment. What the heck's going on? And suddenly they start, they see it, like, sense some torpedoes coming towards them. And they try to do evasive maneuvers, but it's kind of too late. And then their ship blows up. And then we cut to opening credits.
We skip straight to the Pentagon, I believe, after that.
And it's,
we get Gary Oldman's intro and...
Come on.
Like, you know he's stressed out about something because he's got two Barocca tablets that he puts in a glass of water. Like, man. That old trick. It's like, I've been drinking all night and I need to have
bourbon and poor choices, man.
Yeah, bourbon and poor choices. So, and then we also, Commons in this movie as well? Like,
yeah, he is.
So random.
It was very random. So, he introduces
Common.
Common? Common.
You should not be on the Hamilton podcast.
So Common, as in from John Wick 2. And also, you know, just Common.
Common.
Oh, Common. Common. Right, Common. That's his name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Carry on.
You're on a movie Common, podcast, yes. Paul.
Common. I know Common. Dude, I think we've given up any form of, like, credit for that a long time ago. Yes, Common. Great man. Good actor. Carry on.
So
we're good.
He, basically, they're like, we've lost Tampa Bay, like the sub. And we need to find it again. We've lost Tampa Bay.
Where did you put it?
They're taking it. The Mighty Ducks are taking it back.
So they're like, we need to put together, I don't know, like another vessel for some reason. They need a new
together.
Commander. Team together. That kind of thing. And he's like, I've got the perfect guy. I've got this all-American Joe Grant
glass.
Do you reckon
it's the same sub that's from Fate of the Furious? Yeah.
No,
there we go.
Yeah, it's the same CGI sub from Fate of the Furious.
Jared Butler was writing it. Mm-hmm. As you write a sub, that is the correct terminology.
Straddle it.
Yeah. So then we get introduced to Gerard Butler.
Yeah, we do.
Is he in Scotland?
He's hunting in the snow wearing wood camouflage.
Yeah. He's hunting and killing.
And he was, abandoning his duties of protecting the President of the United States.
Ooh,
Mark was in hiding.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
yeah, so
he's probably already fallen, so there's not much he can do.
Oh, my God.
So,
can I make a confession?
Yes.
I actually got maybe like 20 minutes into this film, and I was like, everyone keeps talking about, he never went to Annapolis. He never went to Annapolis. And I'm like, duh, because he's in the Secret Service. Why would he go to Annapolis? I was like, he's not the same character in every movie? Oh, okay.
When does the president get here?
Wait, hang on. I'm not watching Hunter has Fallen? What's going on here?
It's so weird Hunter's when he, like, had that segue in that other film where he was, like, King Leonidas or something.
But, 300, man.
It's Mike Benning, right? Like, what?
Oh, yeah. 300 have fallen.
Yeah, 300 have fallen, and then we have Gods of Egypt. They're all the same character.
Gods of Egypt have fallen.
Completely.
And then that time he died and left his wife a bunch of notes.
Yes. And she had a whole travel across the countryside of Scotland.
Jared Butler has fallen.
Fiona mentions a rom-com. Silence.
P.S. I love you.
It's a good reference film.
I know it's great. The Ugly Truth has fallen.
So
the truth is,
so the bounty hunter Joe Glass is hanging out in his his homeland or his holiday spot. It's meant to be
Scotland.
He's all American Joe Glass. And he's hunting some CGI reindeer that looks fake. Mm-hmm. And
but not
then
killing.
There's this the really big cliche where the helicopters come to pick him up without him having any knowledge of the helicopters.
Yeah,
like how
the,
are they
the Mission Impossible
him?
2 kind of like he's climbed up the mountain, now he's now he can send
getting
a helicopter in.
Some sunglasses to
helicopters are really loud. Mm-hmm. You would hear them well before they're about 200 meters from you.
Before you can
unless
see
unless these
a
the same guys who
can
got Bin Laden, you would hear them coming.
Jeez.
Yes. And so basically we have the next scene is him on another CGI background in front of a sub.
Oh yeah.
And
holy crap, that was bad.
It's
that was really
so
bad.
As my submarine. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, does the whole cliched round up the troops kind of thing. And they're like, but sir, we've been given a 2-day pass. It's like the worst. It's so cliched. So, and then he does like the whole thing of like, you know, how many bars are here? Go round up everyone from those two bars kind of thing. That's the only places they could be. So everyone's really annoyed that he's been given the assignment to be their new captain and that they've lost their 2-day pass kind of thing. And he gives them a nice little inspirational speech about knowing their job better than they do. And
oh yeah, that was
really,
that
was really it's,
yeah,
that's
it was
nice.
Like, I know how to do your job better than you, but I'm not going to do it because it's, so, yeah, like me.
Because this is a tight ship.
Because reasons, like, because I'm better than you. I don't know. Like, it's not a nice inspirational
speech.
It
feels
speech.
Like you can tell he's trying to go for, like, the whole, I'm just one of you. I'm just one of the boys. You know, we're all going to get along great. But it came off as, like, I can do your job. I can do your job. I can do your job. I'm going to follow the ship.
Yeah. It's like he's trying to go through his head, okay, like, you know, act confident, act intelligent, act like you know what you're doing, but be generous. And he's going through like everyone. So it's like, I'm really confident. I know how to do all your jobs. Oh no, that sounded really bad. Oh, but I won't do them. I won't do them. You can do your jobs if you want.
But I can do them.
Like, through the list.
I'll remind
like,
you that I can do them.
I can do them, but I won't.
I am meant to be here. I could do all of your jobs. He's going through like, okay, and then be just, I could do all of your jobs. But you can do them just as well.
You guys can do my job as well. Like, I don't even need to be here. You go ahead. Actually, I will be here because I'm
really confident.
It takes
a village to run a submarine, so I'm going to establish a set of elders.
So then, like, basically everyone finds out that Tampa Bay, where, like, a lot of their friends may be, has gone missing, and it's like a rescue mission to find out where it's gone kind of thing. So they go to the last known coordinates and they find
coordinates.
Coordinates. They
not
find the
cool.
Yes, the coordinates. I'm sorry, I stumbled over.
No, that's fine.
You got me.
That's fine. No, we won't. It's all right. We'll just ignore it. We'll push right ahead.
We will go straight ahead.
We won't get caught up on that.
So
we won't make a shirt.
Now, like,
sorry, keep going.
What?
We won't even make a shirt about it. That's fine. We'll keep going. Anyway,
are you a little? Did you want to bring up
nothing? No, keep moving on, Jason. We're trying
That's
to get
good.
Past it. Jeez, stop bringing it up.
So,
do you want to talk about it?
Fiona, do you want to talk about it?
I'm good. I'm good. No, Fiona's here. We have guests. Keep going.
Yeah, she's like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I figured this was going to happen at some point. I figured there would be a point at that, like, there'd be a lot of in-jokes and Fiona would be sitting here going, what the hell is going on? What horrible mistake have I made? I thought it might happen a bit later than this, but there you go. That's
yeah.
Unless mm-hmm. she's because this happens to me sometimes. I'll phase out just for a second.
Oh yeah.
But then like that's the point where like a joke has started to be made and like you've kind of got to come in on the tail end of it. You're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go on, Dean.
Totally.
Maybe if
That's not what happened. Okay. But yeah, sure.
Another disclaimer.
you were fully right, like, so. yeah, you were keeping up, definitely.
I was present.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where are we talking up to, about
shirts, though?
Fiona.
Where are we up to? I was waiting. Oh, I just wanted to say we finally get Linda Cardinelli. Is that how you say her name?
Sure.
Yes. Is it Hawkeye's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawkeye's wife.
Also, as I affectionately know her as the chick from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. She played Velma.
Isn't she Bulma? Not Bulma.
She's Velma.
Velma.
Velma. Velma.
Yeah.
Velma.
Bulma?
She's a good Velma. She's a great, shut up. All right.
Bulma. She's a great actress.
What the hell kind of name is Bulma?
Okay, it's Goku's wife from Dragon Ball Z, so come on.
Oh, okay. I'm very take it easy. Very sorry that
you're
I
You're invested in that franchise now.
How did you not know that, dude?
How did I not know that?
Loser.
We did a whole podcast on Dragon Ball Z. Like, you'd think I would have remembered everything from
it. You think
it.
You'd understand who Bulma is. Even though she's not in it.
Oh, what an idiot I am.
Yes. Okay. She comes into this movie, and so she's not supporting Hawkeye's avenging in this. She's supporting Gerard's submarining instead.
You know I support your hunting and killing.
So we then, we also get introduced to the ground team, like the...
Yes.
The SEALs. Yeah, the SEALs.
The real heroes.
That was so
what?
They're risking their lives.
Yeah. It was kind of like a bad version of Lone Survivor.
except they all survive.
It was like,
oh, wait, no, they don't.
They couldn't decide what kind of movie they wanted to be. It was like, be Lone Survivor or be a submarine movie. Yeah. Like,
it's either Hunt for the Red October or Lone Survivor.
It is.
They're like, no, let's be both.
Legit. I know.
That does sound pretty good, though.
What was it, Paul? What was it? Was the end product? No, I'm like,
yeah, had a great time. These were so good.
They got to the fun. They got to the end of the first edit, and they're like, what are we going to do? This is like, this movie is 40 minutes long. Okay, we'll just add in a subplot with
ground team.
What do we do for that? Oh, you've seen.
Don't worry about it. Still ground team. Go
you've
to
seen
Russia.
Lone Survivor. So, just do that. They're your script notes. Off you go.
Shoot some people.
Yeah.
They get sent in.
And that guy climbed up a tree?
That guy climbed up a tree.
A broken leg?
Yes.
He's a seal, man.
He's a seal?
He's a seal.
Didn't he get shot through the leg? Like,
through
he got shot
the leg.
Through the leg and he just
walks
it off.
No, he broke his leg. No, he broke the leg during the Halo jump, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did something like that, right?
No. He got ripped up, but he got shot in the leg when they were hiding.
Yeah, and the guy went underneath them on the... They were sitting on the...
Yeah, and it's like, I'm pretty
that
sure
was
no
a very
one's...
silly way of searching.
Yeah.
I feel like so a torch could have been better.
No, I'm going to search. I'm going to search with my bullets.
Yeah, just like...
That's right.
You just don't Didn't shoot. You anything. Shoot into darkness, hey, when you hear a noise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every time.
All the time.
on home ground, like...
On home ground. I hear it creaking on the stairs.
That's true, because it is his home ground.
It's his home base. And it's just discharging. A weapon.
That spooked me.
It's just like,
Russia.
He's just killed his mate that's out having a smoke.
He's just going for a smoke break.
They're Russian. They're like, it was his own fault. He was on duty. He should have been working.
He was fish out of water.
Has anyone seen Vlad? He hasn't come back from his smoke break. I was shooting out there before.
Can someone go and find Vlad? Vlad!
If I were Vlad, I wouldn't come back.
He's like...
It appears he has shot himself again.
In the back.
Oh, Vlad, you silly sausage.
He has shot himself 7 times, it seems.
He's just trying to escape the cold.
He shot himself in the back 7 times.
Oh, silly Vlad and your ambidextrous arms. Good old double jointed Vlad.
So we get like the ground team get introduced. So this is with Captain Flint.
Oh yeah, going back a bit. Yeah.
yeah, because we haven't covered any of this. And so I think what we didn't cover too is that they found Tampa Bay and they also had an encounter with another Russian sub.
Yeah, that's important.
That fired on them and there was like this whole exchange
that,
and they ended up taking
after
that
this.
One out.
That comes next.
Does it? Because how does the ground team get set to rush?
The ground team gets started because it's just showing them trying to do an exercise where the recon sniper's got to get to a spot. There's a whole thing. It fails. They get they start flying back, and then they get redeployed back to Russia, where they've got to go and do a halo drop at a naval base to see what's actually going on there. And it's where they see, like, the fleet admiral, Dmitry Durov. And he sort of starts doing a coup. A coup d'etat. I don't know. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he does a coup. He does a little bit of a coup. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of doing that. Coo-y. And then meanwhile, you cut back to the Arkansas as they rolled up on the Tampa Bay.
It's basically...
And then whilst...
Sorry, the ground team are there just to get intel for the sub team, basically.
Yes.
So they know what they're riding into, pretty much.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And we have, like, a great exposition scene as they're flying in, because
please talk about that scene. It's terrible.
Correlation between the two teams. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they only call the sub in when there's a coup. They're just there to kind of check some stuff out. The sub's just there checking out the Tampa Bay.
Yeah, so it's two different missions at this point. But they know, government, like the military, know that it's whatever's going on over here has something to do with the subs over here. And so they're trying
to... sneaky. It's a little bit...
It's all connected.
What do they call it?
I feel like you know your stuff, Dean.
I do.
You really know, like, all your,
are
all
you
your
a
military lingo.
Look, I'm no military man, but I have seen a Gerard Butler movie.
That's the same thing, pretty much.
It is, basically.
You're pretty much qualified.
Yeah. You should go hang out with some vets. Like, it'll be good. It'll go down really well.
Yeah, for sure.
They'd love
probably.
You.
Actually, I'll teach him a couple of things.
Tell them about your experiences.
Yes.
Tell them about all of your experiences when we watched, what was that Vietnam movie we watched? Danger Close.
Danger Close.
Danger Close,
Close.
Tell them about your experiences at Danger Close.
I'll amaze them with my knowledge. I'll be like, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen a film. I'm great.
So as they're flying in, this sniper from the ground team, he's like talking about how he has a fiance and stuff, and you're like immediately like, oh, I hope nothing happens to him, kind of thing.
He's gonna die.
And
deader than Elvis.
The ground team parachute through a CGI storm.
Before we move on from the fiance, he's got the little photo of the fiance, right? And you're like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever, she's hot, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the leader of the team, right? What's the name of the leader? Like the
Tony Stevens.
Military. Okay, whatever.
Tony Stevens, dude. The
rank.
Lieutenant. No, give us the title, Dean.
Lieutenant.
The
sergeant. Whatever.
Dean knows all these things.
Lieutenant.
The dean of the team.
The dean of the team. The leader.
The sergeant, lieutenant,
the director.
Guy.
The director.
Admiral.
Yep, the director.
Director. So then, the executive producer of the Navy SEAL team.
Producer.
Who's really only just in it for a credit.
Well, he leans over, he sees her photo, and he's like, is she spoken for? I'm like, that was the moment I knew this script was written by like a 56-year-old white man, because who says, is she spoken for? Like,
Is she spoken for?
No, it's my sister, but he said that anyway. It was so stupid.
I thought that was pretty funny. That was clever.
It's
because you're like, obviously it's his wife, but you're like, oh, she's hot. Is she spoken for?
It is clever for a 60-year-old man. Actually, no, it's not even that.
These are SEALs, man. They don't joke.
So
haven't you seen actor
Toby
Valor?
Stevens? I've been calling him Tony Stevens. Sorry, Toby Stevens. Jeez.
Toby Stevens.
I'm so sorry to Toby Stevens.
So embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I'm very embarrassed.
You've been so good at pronouncing people's names.
He was the bad guy. Shut up. He was the bad guy in Die Another Day. So that's probably where they got that from at the start.
Yeah, they probably did a deal.
He's just like,
he was still there.
Yeah, if you give me a role in this.
They opened the soundstage. He's like, welcome to my soundstage.
Oh my god.
We need an ocean and an actor.
I've got both.
So they drop in through like a CGI storm at night.
Yes.
But they land in the middle of the day. Did you realize
it was nighttime? No, the sun was blocked out by the storm.
Was, by the storm. And then, but when they land, it's like daytime, no storm around.
That's time. Well, that's
they,
what time
they got through it. You know what? That's what storms you know what do, comes man.
After,
they move.
You know what comes after night, Jason? Day.
Yeah, day, storm. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, oh, and you know what comes after?
You don't fall.
You don't blow your mind. What comes after day?
6 hours.
Oh my gosh.
You don't know that.
although, I mean, storms can make you more buoyant. They have heard. Have you heard of that guy?
What? Sorry,
what?
So yeah, there was a guy that fell.
Yeah,
out
I believe
of,
that.
What was it? He fell out of a plane, and it took him about 40
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, that's definitely a
he
thing.
Got caught in a storm, and it was like the way that the gusts were like holding him up.
So
yeah, it was like it was a thing.
That
was like
caught in an updraft. There's just way more resistance.
But he got caught in the updraft kind of thing. Is that what?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
increasing
basically.
Buoyancy.
Yeah, no, not buoyancy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
buoyancy. Just boiling, you'd be like, oh my god, it's more buoyant now. Look at this thing.
I love all this water in the atmosphere. I'm
he's like,
floating.
He's a human floaty now.
Oh my
if you
gosh.
Eat all this ham, you become more buoyant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, so this is what I love about Nerds Before Birds is that we're entertaining and we're
so
educational.
about
we're
all things military
and buoyancy.
About all things,
yes.
About all things military and culture.
Yes, well, I've definitely learned a lot.
See, I figure that's the reason
we
why you came on.
Lieutenants
like, yeah.
lead a Navy SEAL team.
Yep.
We've got Velma from Scooby Doo.
Fiona's all like, things, oh yeah, I'll things. Come on your podcast. I can't wait to learn things.
About here and here and stuff.
That's why. I just came to be taught. Yeah.
So, well, anyways, so meanwhile on Butler Sub.
Take a seat.
Butts up.
They,
no. Butts up.
Butts up.
Is that the new title of this episode?
All the butts up.
Welcome to the month of butts up.
All right, heads so up.
Why
do
we like, why don't we go butts up, Timba?
So we had another, like we skipped over this, we had another exposition scene where Gerard
on the butts up.
On the butts up.
Yeah.
He like one of his lieutenants or whatever comes to him and is like, here's a coin for you being a captain, and he's like, nah, I've got one. I've got this lucky coin kind of thing. And he's gotta tell him about like how he was on the Wichita and all that kind of stuff. And
so what happened on the Wichita?
Like, it was horrible. So in real life,
don't worry about it.
Okay.
It was like a horrible event.
Is that the one that got disabled on the bottom of the ocean?
It was a fire broke out on it, and then it like basically set off a chain of events that caused the whole boat to sink, and 42 out of the 69 like crew died.
Jeez.
During it.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So yeah. But
why are you laughing?
Why is that funny? That's not funny.
Nothing.
It's real.
Paul. That's terrible.
You're like, butts up.
Yeah, he's muted the conversation. He's just laughing at butts up.
I'm not laughing at butts up.
Jeez.
But that sucks. That's really bad
you
for the Wichita.
Kind of choked there, didn't you, Paul? At some point.
No, we're fine. Butts up. Let's go.
All right. So back
that
on the butts up.
Yeah.
They also find some surviving Russian soldiers on the sunken
butt
Russian submarine. What?
Pause now, just putting butt at the start of everything and calling it a joke.
Butt Russians.
Wow, we have reached the pinnacle of humor.
This often happens where we come up with something that's mediocrely funny and we decide, you know what? We're going to double down. We're going to ride this out. It's going to be easier. We don't have to think about new jokes. And we're just going to see how funny this gets. And
All right. Air Force jokes from last week. Get off your high horse.
I wasn't saying it was just you. I would just, it's a,
All right.
Well, that's not always necessary. So anyway, they find the Tampa Bay, and as they're checking it out, they also find the Konik, which is the Russian sub that exploded.
Yes.
Except the Tampa Bay didn't sink the Konik because its tube doors were closed. But the Konik exploded from the inside out.
And
how does that happen on a sub? We don't know. I don't think we ever know.
We never find out.
We don't find out. I think it was set up. It's a set up by the coup. Yeah. But anyway, they get shot at.
Question.
By
Actual question. Okay. The torpedoes on the subs, can they be remote detonated? Is that a thing?
Yeah, sure. Yeah? Why not?
I mean, yeah, I sure. Why not? Russians can do that.
You've watched a few military movies.
Military movies. I was asking you the question. Well, the actual fun fact.
It was a trick question.
The trick question. I knew the answer all along. And the answer is yes, they definitely can.
It's a rhetorical question.
The answer is yes. Move on.
And before you ask me for my references, let's push on. We don't have time. So, let's go.
So... yeah, they have we've sort of covered that a little bit out of order, but they do have like the standoff with the other Russian sub, and they beat them, but then they go back to the original Russian sub.
Oh yeah,
that's
right.
And they find some Russian soldiers inside still alive, and fortunately, one of them is the captain of the ship, and he. Is able, like, it's the bad guy from John Wick, the first John Wick. He's there.
Michael, how do you say his name? Long
I don't know. I'm not even going to try it.
Nyquist. Michael Nyquist.
Which I didn't know that he'd actually died in real life.
I know.
Until
so
the
sad.
End of this movie.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, it's dedicated to him. The movie's dedicated to him.
Oh, geez. Wow.
And that's so sad.
I think he died of cancer.
Yeah.
Wow. It's really sad. That sucks.
But yeah.
Crazy.
So
also, another amazing talent that I have no idea what they're doing on this film, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a good actor. This is,
yeah.
But he's
Sergei Andropov.
He's a lot of things.
He's a lot of different characters.
You're not wrong.
He's been around for a long time.
Yes.
So he's the captain of the sub, and fortunately, like, he makes like this alliance with Gerard to get
they
into-
have a history together, don't they? They've crossed paths before in the way, like, he's like, I we've actually met before, or like, does he say we've met, or like, you were in a sub that was next to my sub, and so we've been within a few feet of each other technically.
It's kind of cute.
It is cute. Yeah. It's like, yeah, he's trying to make a connection where he can.
It's a very bad speech, though.
It is
kind of like, it's like fully like, we're men, we should be manly together. It's like really dumb.
We're men of honor and like, men of code.
Yeah, it's just crap. Yeah. But anyways, like, he makes some sort of alliance with him, and he's like, there's this coup going on, and that we need to rescue
your
president
later on.
Yeah. So he's like, if you help me out, I can help your president out and save him from the bad general that's overrunning the country, kind of thing, and is trying to cause a war between our two countries. And so he's like, yeah, okay, I'll help you. So they'd sort of navigate through this minefield to get to some.
Well, they send the SEAL team in to go and get the president out.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the Russia.
The ground team.
And
Zarakin. Yeah.
At 48 minutes in, we finally get the plot of the movie from Gary Oldman, which is we rescue the Russian president.
Saying
Rusky has fallen?
Are you saying 48 minutes into the movie or 48 minutes into the podcast? Because both are actually correct.
Oh, really? That's so funny. Yeah. We're just as bad. We are just as bad as the movie.
I wasn't sure who you were dissing. No. I was like, where are you throwing your shade?
Are we just 48 minutes in?
No, literally,
you understand what this podcast's about.
48 minutes into, I timed it when I was watching it. I was like, are you serious? This is what I've been waiting for. we're just getting a Russian angel has fallen. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
go back a week or two when we asked Fiona to be on here and she was really excited. And she's like, I have to watch this crap to the point where I'm timing it.
I can't wait. I can't to watch four Gerard Butler movies in a row. I love this guy. He hasn't done a bad movie. So, like, let's go.
Well, apparently he's done four.
I think like the actual quote, like Fiona was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to watch my third favorite action hero. It's like, clearly you need to see more action movies. But
so, wait, it was Tom Cruise is your top. Can I guess your second?
Yes.
Is it Keanu Reeves?
Paul, you know me way better than Jason.
It's the Rock.
It is The Rock.
It's The Rock.
Of course it's The Rock.
The Rock.
Oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. The Rock.
Yeah.
I've never watched a movie.
Between The Rock and a Special Man.
I have a t-shirt that says, "You are my rock, my Dwayne, my Johnson." And it's my favorite. It's my favorite shirt to wear at home, not go out in public with.
So now everyone knows.
Well, shooting next month for Rockuary, guys.
Dwayneuary!
Holy crap, Dwayneuary!
Dwayneuary!
We're doing Dwayneuary! I just need to come up with an action star for the next 11 months.
I feel like you're just doing this to push Hamilton back. That's all you're doing.
No, dude. Yes. But look, I'm not. But Dwayneuary is too good not to
Dwayneuary do. Dwayneuary is pretty good, but we'll talk about it later. We'll pencil it in somewhere.
But Dwayneuary could also work very closely with
You don't have the annu. You're being silly, Jason. In the comments, let us know if you'd like us to do Dwayneuary.
What about...
anyone says they would like Dwayneuary, we'll
What
do
about
it.
Maine Johnson?
A star.
Oh, no.
Maine
You're just
Johnson.
Stretching out.
you can do Rocktober, but that's a bit easy.
That's old.
Rocktober.
Yeah, almost a year
that's old.
So
where the ground team goes in and doing? They so butt subs slowly they've been given the orders to go in and head to the Russian base shore. whilst that's happening, the ground team are going in to get the president. Bungled assault.
So at this stage, the butts up is just the extraction vehicle.
Submarines known for their quick moving capabilities.
Let's quickly get out of here.
Quickly swim over to the submarine and open up the hatch and get down the hatch and redo the hatch and then we'll swim away.
Maybe we should just swim next time. It's a little bit quicker.
Maybe we should bring back Skyhook.
Skyhook as opposed to butt sub.
A little bit better than butt sub, yeah. But
so I think that we've missed something here too.
We've
there's all the
a lot.
President's Dallas men, again. Like the Russian president's men, get like executed.
Oh,
there's
no.
a coup.
There's
a coup.
And they like fortunately one of them doesn't get shot in the head before he like falls in the water, and he washes up on the shore, and then the ground team find him alive, and then he sort of agrees to help them out or whatever.
Also, this is
he's very okay for someone who's been shot and sitting in Arctic Russian waters for let's say 7 hours.
Yeah,
he's Russian.
Hi,
he's Russian.
He's like running around.
He's Russian. He's literally like 80% vodka and vodka cum freaks.
He is 90% bourbon and poor choices.
Ivan cannot freeze.
He's vodka and good choices.
Vodka and good choices.
He's a Mike Benning of the Russian type.
Now, this after they've been kind of like, you know, the search team has come out, shot at them, and the young dude has been shot through the leg as well. So he's out for the count.
Yeah, this is just after
the other
that.
Three. Merch idea. Yep.
Can we do a reversal shirt?
Yeah.
Where it's one shirt, one side it says bourbon and poor choices, but then you can turn it inside out and then it just says vodka and good choices. I really want that to be a thing.
That actually would be a pretty awesome
shirt. I don't know
if
reversible shirts are a thing anymore, but they should be.
Why not?
That's funny as hell.
It definitely makes sense. Yeah. When you're out and about and you get your shirt dirty, what do you do? Turn it around.
Vodka and good choices.
That's a great choice.
You don't mean those shirts that you lift up and they're like, ask me about my
ninja disguise?
Yeah.
What?
Those ones.
Yeah, I don't want to lift it up though. I would just like to wear it.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's just personal. I don't want to flash people every time I want to say, look at my vodka quote.
Vodka, good choices. As you're making a very bad choice.
No, the bourbon and poor choices is on the inside. Yeah. Because it's like, no.
It's like, oh, that's right. Lifting my shirt up, that is a bad choice.
Can't take Paul anywhere.
Flashing cops, not good.
Bourbon and poor choices? Anyway.
Oh no. So for some reason I didn't quite get this, but why don't they execute the president when they're doing this whole thing?
Because they need the president to be alive so they can
for the plot.
Say that all of the orders are coming from the president.
And also the plot.
And they need him to still be well, because if the coup happens, he still needs to be alive. But if the coup happens and they find out, hang on, he's been dead the whole time, the coup won't work because the army's like, hang on a sec, we were cooing, we weren't working with the president.
Huh?
So they need him alive for post-coup activities.
Right. So they can basically really say that they went to war under his direction.
Under his direction. And he'll be put to blame for it when it's done.
That makes sense. He's the patsy. Okay.
That's how
it's the patsy.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the patsy,
So it's because it's a secret coup. It's not a public web.
It's a cheeky coup.
It's a cheeky
coup. It's a sort of cheeky coup.
Just a cheeky coup on a Tuesday arvo.
Just a little cheeky coup with the old butts on.
Cue arvo.
Tuesday arvo cheeky coup with the butts on.
What you doing this week?
Just a cheeky coup.
Just a little coup. What are you doing? So, back at the Pentagon, Gary Oldman and Mrs. Hawkeye are debating to the US president that their like their next course of action sort of thing, and Oldman wants to actually no, I've completely skipped over this anyways. So basically this is where the speech is for what this movie is about, kind of thing. Gary Oldman telling us we're gonna save the president. And the
ground team go in. We're not going to save the president. We want to just go to war straight away. And then everyone else is like, oh, we could maybe save the president. I think we can save the president. And so then the president, the US president,
is going to get saving.
Like, okay, do it.
Yeah.
And then Oldman's just like, but I really want to go to war, guys. Like, just let me go to war.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
Spot of war. War?
Yeah.
Yeah.
War? What? Yeah, we got war. All right, excellent.
We don't do that here. Yeah. War? You know, it's 5 o'clock after work. We're just going to go for a spot of war.
Maybe a cheeky coup.
Cheeky coup afterwards.
Cheeky coup
back
cheeky
at my place.
Cheeky coup and a spot of war. It's like
we're going to do praise at mine. Pre coup. Come on over.
Oh yeah.
So, spot of war.
So they go in. We're going to have revolt shots. The grand team go in with the president. The president's heavily injured.
Heavily injured
the Russian
guy.
President.
That is his
role.
Yeah,
guy,
that's
man.
His title.
I don't know what his
heavily
what is,
injured
what is his
guy
title?
Man.
What is he? That's he's like one of their secret service or something like that, right?
72 kilos of vodka.
Yeah.
That's all he is. Mm-hmm. So he goes
the
in. And,
is Dmitry.
And he helps them out, and they basically get the president, but then he dies in the process, and you kind of know he's going to die because he's injured, and it just seems like
he's
headed that
he
right
should
kind of
be
things.
Dead.
He's basically,
he's
yeah,
die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's just
he
cannon
have all
fodder,
the
really.
Yeah.
He's like, hi, I'm a bored Russian stereotype. I'm going to die.
Yes, completely. Yeah.
Das Vodavia.
I'm going to take out a few people in a badass way, and then I'm going to die, and that's my role in this movie. So,
in his then, Jason Statham transporter cosplay. But hey.
Yeah. So they all get out, and the sniper manages to provide some cover fire so that they can get to where the sub is. And basically before Captain Flint gets to get in the sub, he realizes that they've left the sniper behind up in the mountain somewhere, and he's like, I'm going to go back for him.
Because
so this
he's
becomes
learned
like,
to respect the guy or something? Or
he doesn't have
respect.
A character arc.
Or
nobody has a character
team,
arc in this
the rest
movie.
Of my team is dead, so I
who?
Need to
what
go
about
back and get this
Nyquist.
And there is no payoff for the hot fiancé either. Like,
no, well, what, as in
well, it
we
was a red
get
herring,
to see the hot
really.
Fiancé? Is that the
main
payoff
that we want? Disappointed we didn't get to see
it. You're right, Fiona.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what we missed out on. This movie sucks, actually.
That's the sequel, oh Humper Killer. Actually, that sounds like murder. No. Hey, so then anyway, we miss a bit as well. Gerard Butler's convinced the Russian bloke to guide him through the Russian trench that's full of like mines and sonar and sound equipment and stuff like that.
Yes, much and to the secret way. Disapproval of the rest of the crew, or specifically one guy.
Oh, not happy. That guy.
One guy's really, very. He needs to calm down.
Yeah, he's overly annoyed. The annoyed
that
dude.
Guy. He's that guy.
He needs to relax.
It was like literally. Hey, the only person that could save us all is this Russian dude. Everyone else like, yep, cool, fine by me, cool. fine by me.
This one guy is like,
I would rather die.
How dare you? I object. I don't care if we're going to die without him. I object. I want to die.
And everyone's like, but we're going to die. He's like, but he's Russian.
How dare you even speak
But we need him.
There's nothing worse than being Russian.
He is so
Especially
Russian.
Especially on a sub.
So they navigate through and they get him out and everything like that, and then do they go back for Captain Flint or what happens because he goes and
at the end,
saves
like very,
the sniper
very end so
very end,
post
right. Okay,
president being saved and everything, like spoilers, happy ending.
I was thinking this movie is so fortunate that the captain, like the Russian captain, survived, because without it, no one would survive. Basically, they'd go to war and everything would fail. It's like he's such a plot device that.
Oh, Michael.
Well, they get found. So as they're escaping, they're getting shelled, they're getting depth charged, they have to surface because they're taking on too much damage.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, like, there's two boats that rock up, and they're both sort of got their guns on the thing. And all of a sudden, the Russian guy gets on the mic and he's like, I'm this Russian guy and I trained all of you, and what's happening is not
he
cool
knows
and
everyone.
Stuff.
Well, you see, he says them by name as well. Him. That's pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, no, sorry. There's artillery on. Yeah, there's artillery at the base shooting, and there's another boat that's about to kill them. Mm-hmm. And then the boat doesn't kill them.
Frig.
But then proceeds to fire all of its missiles at the people on the base who are also just following orders.
Yes. And the orders. Yeah. Now, the other thing is you call it a boat.
You don't have to carpet bomb your friends. Like a cheeky carpet bomb on a weekend followed by a spot of war and a bit of coup.
They're like, we're not with those guys. We're going to show you how much we're not into cooing. We're going to take them out.
Carpet bombing.
We just came for the free tequila war shots. That's all we're here for. So.
Tequila war shots.
So,
battleship, the Russian battleship, like that's barely a ship. Like, I was like, I feel like I've seen better animation in like,
it's barely a ship. What?
It is barely like, it's one of the, it was very animated. It was very, it was very badly animated. It was, I think I get annoyed when I see effect shots in big movies like this. And I think I actually know, like, Jason could do this. Jason could actually do a better shot than this.
I don't know.
I think he could. I was like, and now you have to prove it because I've said it. And now people are going to be like, oh, I'd like to see Jason try. And so now, like, I'd
like to announce
what I say. Jason can definitely do a better shot.
4 weeks of watching Jason's home videos.
And then, oh my God, that would be horrendous.
Wow, do it.
For me.
For us.
No.
So what happens next? They basically, this is kind of the end of the movie. It's very anticlimactic, really. I was like waiting for like a showdown. And like, how bad is the Russian general? Like, he's so unimposing as a bad guy, as a villain. He's just like,
he's
this,
like a short little dude.
Yeah, he's just this tiny little guy.
I also don't like the color of his uniform. It's not. It's just a really bad shade of green. Did anyone else have issue with that?
It was very
of all the shades of green.
I didn't have an issue with what shade of green it was, dude.
Jason, you agree, right? It was a bit too bright, wasn't it?
It was a bit bright. He cleaned it a little bit too much. He brought the colours out a little bit too much.
Everyone's just like getting their traditional military wash, and he's like using some nappy sand pro shine.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's bringing out the fluoros kind of thing.
I didn't like it.
That's what pushed you over the edge.
Imagine,
with this movie.
Imagine like when he goes to war and they're like, hey guys, are you are you assigned to the general that's like wearing the fluoros, or are we're in a different unit, right? Like, we don't have to go with fluoro guy
because that's he's not, like, he's not military, right? Like, that is a costume.
Hey, so are you telling me that leprechaun's in charge here? Like, what's going on here?
Were we meant to pick up our uniforms from the base warehouse
Base warehouse.
It kind of looks like the uniform at the end of Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when they make their own uniforms.
Yes. He's like, his uniform's designed by Sam Rockwell's character. For sure.
That's right.
Yes.
So
obviously it was just me.
I didn't notice that, but I also just thought he was like very unimposing as a villain. And I thought it would have been great if they switched the roles of the president being the main general. Switch him so that he'd be like more intimidating.
Or did the president even have a Russian accent?
Did he?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Actually, I kind of think so too, Paul. Like that, I was like, "What is that?"
He said it American.
The other thing I really love about these kind of movies, all American, which we haven't mentioned
or Swedish,
yet,
like Gerard.
I really appreciate that the Russians in Russia talk English to each other. Like that,
yeah,
I really
appreciate that.
Yeah, very.
It's like Valkyrie, man. Like they're speaking Russian, but we can understand.
We can understand them. Yeah. I appreciate that the Germans and the Russians.
It's
in
a work
these
of
movies,
art.
There's like, you know, where was this kind of thing in Parasite? Hmm? Yeah, no, freaking subtitles.
I demand you dub a whole film for me, for I do not want to read.
Movies are for watching, not reading.
I actually, on the note of accents, I actually think Gerard Butler's actually in a, like, he's doing a better American accent than he's probably ever done in this movie.
Yeah, because gruff,
he's not allowed to play Scottish people anymore, apparently.
Yeah, yes. I don't know why they don't just throw the line in that he's like from Scotland or something. It's like, migrated across or something. Look, I don't know. Like, just let him be Scottish.
Just own it. Did you, like, just go full Sean Connery, all right? Just do that. Like, Sean Connery can play a freaking Russian and still have a Scottish accent.
Hunt for the Red October,
exactly.
Yeah, another, a better sub-movie.
What's the opposite of subpar? Sub-more.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Sub-more.
So, that's pretty much the end of the movie. They take out the whole crew. Kill all the general and his men. Russian soldiers actually do it, like the Russian Navy do like an uprising, basically, because they all happen to know that one captain that survived the sunken submarine. There's a lot of chain of events that have to occur for this to work.
An unreal amount of events.
It's bizarre. Insane. And like the timing has to, like, they have to hesitate just long enough that he can make the phone call in, that one guy that gets the phone call decides to broadcast that whole phone call to the whole ship instead of like bypassing his captain and letting everyone know what's going on.
Mate, I'm just
as well as all the other chain of events that got them to that place. It's insane. But yeah, so they're very lucky that they got that one captain that happens to know everyone.
Man, imagine if he died and they just got a whole bunch of just Russian dudes.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Yeah, he's not a real captain. He didn't go down with the ship.
I'm Russian. So. You can tell because I'm speaking Russian and I don't know anyone of you on that ship, but I'm a Russian.
I'm Russian. Please don't shoot me.
I'm a
Russian man.
I'm a sailor. I was on a submarine. I can do all your jobs, but I won't.
Because I'm a submarine currently and I want to be on your Navy vessels. Come on, can you let me on board?
Don't try and offer me your coins because I've already got space for one coin and it's the Wichita. It's
I have
a Russian sub, though. You might not have heard of it.
I have a very small wallet. So
I have a tiny wallet and I only have a dollar.
Yeah, so that's the end of this movie. How do you guys rate it? Like, where does it land in birds? Sorry, what were you going to say, Fiona?
They also, like, kill the hottest guy in the water. They shoot him.
Giraffe.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's
which
right.
Which guy?
Yeah.
They shoot him in the water. Just one of the guys in the field.
One of the ground team.
And it's like, and you would not die that deep in the water.
No.
So annoying.
The guy that kind of looks like a Hemsworth brother a bit.
Yeah.
That guy, right? Yeah. I know the other one you're talking about.
I think he's from Chuck or something.
I think...
he's not from Chuck.
I think Mythbusters has forever ruined me for anyone getting shot under the water.
Yeah.
Because of the way that, like... They completely blew that myth.
I was thinking, like, oh, I've seen that Mythbusters episode. Oh, they're fine. They're under the water. Oh, nope. They've decided they're not. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. They haven't watched the episode, apparently, the people that made the movie.
Yeah. We'll just send them the link. Just be like, hey, you need to fix this. Thanks.
Yeah. So, that's the end of the movie. Mm-hmm. Where does it land for you, Fiona, in... Birds, like out of five birds, how many birds would you give it? You said that
zero.
Holy, we haven't had a zero.
They had a hot guy, Faye.
Oh my, holy crap.
And they killed him.
Holy crap.
In a logical way, in a way that wouldn't even kill him.
Faye.
This is like.
So he should still be alive. Anyway.
We've never had a zero. Like, we've never.
Annoyed.
We've been doing this for 2 years.
I'm actually really.
We've never
like,
had a zero.
Literally.
You just needed to have me here, obviously.
Literally, two episodes ago, I was going to give something a zero, and I said, actually, no, because it's not fair to do a zero on this podcast just yet. I feel like we need to do it, for, like, save it for a special occasion. And you freaking come on your first episode. You freaking steal the zero from us.
You just ruined it.
You're taking all that zero.
He said between 1 and 5 feet.
They don't call me Dragon Lady for nothing.
I don't think we did call you Dragon Lady.
Fiona, better known as Dragon Lady to all those who know her.
Not on this podcast, anyway.
Codename Zero.
I love that.
I stand by it. What was the movie you were going to give the zero to?
I'm just going to say, okay, because we did the single ticket movie month, and I was the only one that watched it, so I was the only one that could give it a zero. I was like, no, we need to save this for episode. What was the movie?
Operation...
Very excellent, Mr. Dundee. I highly rate it. Go out and it's on Amazon Prime, Fiona. Watch it. I'm very giddy.
I want to give my first zero to Buster Scruggs.
Oh, shut up.
God, I hated that movie.
Oh, I hated that movie too.
Oh, no. Is it terrible?
She killed herself for no reason. Wow.
I wanted to kill myself.
So sad.
Wait, which one?
I didn't realize just how good a replacement you're going to be for Paul. So this is great.
You'll fit right in.
We'll hardly miss Paul.
You can only vote in zeros and fives and must hate Buster Scruggs.
Dean, where does it land for you? Well, How many do you give it?
I was
going to
give
birds?
It a zero as well, but I can't now because Fiona's taking it. But whatever. I'm going to give this a 1.5. And that's entirely probably because Toby Stevens is in this movie and he is a hunk of a man. And...
But then they kill him.
And I don't know. Toby Stevens survives. He's fine. He has a full-on conversation with Jared. But it's the worst. They're like hanging up.
Is Toby Stevens Captain Flint?
He's Captain Flint.
The misogynist.
And they like the misogynist. That's right. Yeah, is she spoken for? I am an old man. What the damn hell? He could
In his defense, he is a 50-year-old white man.
He actually wrote this script.
He does fit that. That line actually matches.
He wrote the script. I feel like
it's his character.
I kind of feel like in today's age, in his defense, he's a 50-year-old white man. Doesn't really fly.
He looks good for 50.
I don't know how old he is, to be honest.
He's 51.
He's probably younger than that. Is he?
He looks good for 51.
Man.
Yeah, wow.
Hats off to him, mate.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I said might come off as offensive, but in my defense, I'm an old white man. It doesn't work.
You sound like my dad.
Anyway.
No, look, I wasn't saying that what he's saying is not offensive. I was saying that that's his character. Basically, he fits the mold of that character.
His character is old white man.
Old white man is his character.
Well, you're right. And he does a great job because it's Toby Stevens and he can play anything. Including old white.
Oh my gosh. Do you know his mom is Maggie Smith?
What?
Who? What?
His mom is Maggie Smith.
Toby Stevens' mom is Maggie Smith.
I love Maggie Smith.
No way.
That's really? Nuts.
I did not know that.
Get out of town.
Boom.
Wow.
No. That's my little fun fact for today.
Fiona, there that was an go. Excellent fun fact. Can you
that
take
was, that was a T. You know what? Golf clap thank to you, the fun fact.
You. Yep. Well done.
That was that was a fun fact. That was excellent. So, that makes all of Jason's Paul. Fun facts look like. Anyway.
Yeah. I didn't have any. Anyways. So Paul, where does this land for you?
Hang on. I'll give it
two. Yeah, fair enough. I think I'm the same as you. I think I'd give it two as well. So that brings us to the end of this week's show. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like it and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. Otherwise, if you don't want to support us financially and want to support us in another way, you can...
Yeah, a lame way.
Write us a review on whatever platform you're on and share us with your friends if you think they'd be into this kind of podcast.
If you and want we're also to,
or if Facebook, they're not, if you have not, enemies,
share us with them too. Yep.
Send them.
If you are, if on the off chance you are loaded and would like to sponsor us $50 a month, then you get to choose which one of us Fiona replaces in future episodes. So
I like that game.
All of us.
So if you would like this to be the Fiona show.
Me talking to myself.
Someone donates 150 and she's like, all three. You're off.
I don't care. We'll figure out how to split that later. But hey.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nerds Before Birds, on all of those except for Twitter where we're Nerds Before Bird singular. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Fiona, for joining us
for
on this
me.
Week's
Thanks,
episode Faye. Of the show. I... Fee, hope you enjoyed it and it wasn't too painful.
Honestly, like, Fee, it's we've chatted, like, you know, on Messenger like a few times, but it has been a while since we've hung out with you and it's been super awesome. And I do hope that you do come back at another time. I hope we haven't scared you off.
Thanks, man.
I hope it has been.
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I hope this is one of those situations where, like, you're like, I genuinely enjoyed it, and I hope it's not one of those like, oh yeah, I liked it, and as like, soon as we cut, like, that was
abort.
She's like, I'm not going to answer that now. I'll just wait till we've finished this episode.
I had a good time. We'll see. Who knows? I might be back.
My voice just goes higher and higher.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a really, really great experience. All right, see you guys. My God.
My God, I hate those guys.
That is an hour and 20. I'm not getting back.
No.
It feels like, right. You said we're finishing, but we're still recording. Just wrap it up.
All right.
No. Thank you for having me. It's
awesome.
Been fun.
Thank you.
It's been awesome.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
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 Enjoy your hunting and killing.
And whatever mix of the two you have.
Have a spot of coo.
Cheeky spot of coo.